This is Directional, a podcast about video games and the creative rebellion. With Chantal Ryan and Jörg Tittel.
Hey, Chan.
Yeah.
How did this podcast come to be?
Well, we were in Germany and Jörg Tittel and I bumped into each other in a strange conflux of the online world and the physical world. And we decided we have great conversations. Why the hell not make a podcast?
There's so many fucking podcasts in the world. Why do we need another one?
Because this is the podcast. I mean, this is the only one that people need, really. But you'll find out when you listen to it. But no, we wanted to make a podcast about video games because that's what we're all about. And we met at Gamescom, the biggest game conference in the world, with like approximately 265,000 people flocking into a space the size of an airport, and looking at video games and playing video games and talking less about video games. So we decided we should discuss about what we would like games to be, but not between ourselves, even though we do have really cool conversations, but with amazing guests, because we feel that games are the leading cultural platform in the world, and it is a place that will and can bring good and change and beauty and stuff, and that's what we want to talk about, I think.
And what is the creative rebellion?
Ooh, well, the creative rebellion is about doing things differently and how the hell we can do that. How do we change the world? The answer is culture, I think. We change the world by changing the culture. And how does one change culture? Historically, through art and story and collaboration. And today, in the 2020s, video games are where all of those things kind of converge, and where the great minds of our generation get the modern narratives. And, you know, we think that we can hijack that and do something good with the time we ask from people. And we can share stories that inspire people to go on to do incredible things and make amazing stories that inspire everybody to change the world.
I think that, you know, at some point, a wise man or woman, I think it was a man in that case, who cares, said, I think, therefore I am. And I feel that a lot of games, a lot of the game discourse is more along the lines of I play, therefore I don't think. And I think it would be amazing for us to inspire thought. And it doesn't matter if the game is just about shooting things or racing a car or whatever, but talking to some great minds, some of them from the game industry, others from the surrounding arts, others from politics and the academic world and the musical world, about what games mean to them, where they feel they could go, and how, you know, indeed being a cultural medium, games can become a point of discussion over the dinner table, which I would love.
So are all the guests from the world of gaming?
Not all of our guests come from the world of games. Some come from the world of politics, others from the academic world, others from the musical world, from the art world. And ultimately, they're all in the game world, because we all live in a world of video games now anyway, whether we like it or not. Everything... All art is political, and video games are the ultimate art form that combines all of the existing art forms, and not just art forms, but also technologies and innovations and community, and all into one, into this incredible, beautiful beast. And so this now being the leading forum in the world means that this will also be the place where change and new movements, etc., get born. And that's what we want to talk about. We see games as a place that can bring like real positive change in the world, and as opposed to just being content that you consume passively. And so that's what our show is dedicated to.
I guess part of the creative rebellion is really deeply investigating what can we do to change? What needs to be done? What do people inside the industry think needs to be done? And what do people outside the industry think needs to be done? How can we bring meaningful change out of the devices of our time? How can we as individuals contribute to the things that need to be done? How do we collaborate together and build systems of change? And how can we use the tools of our time, primarily video games, to actuate these possibilities that we discover in our investigations?
Games are such a profoundly engaging medium where it's very hard to second screen a video game, whereas most people are now even second screening their own children. And so that means that if we allow it to become a passive medium intellectually, where at the point of sale and the point of entry, people stop thinking, then games could also do the opposite effect of bringing change and positivity. They could turn us off and they could make us passive. And I think that would be a shame, because they are such a gorgeous thing. They are the ultimate combination of immersive theater and storytelling and music and architecture and social communication and being together, and also being alone in a happy place as well, or in a less happy place. They're so incredible. I just want to see how minds can combine to now really put games not on the map, because they're there already, but sort of populate that map with beauty and change and positivity and action.
We know games change the world, so the real question is, how can we use games to change the world into a better place?
The first season of Directional features guests like the narrative designers, game designers, and sometimes activists Meghna Jayanth and Lee Alexander, journalists and commentators like Andrew Feinstein and Paris Marx, cartoonists and musicians like Andrew Rosen and Nitin Sawhney, and even poets like Andrei Codrescu. Directional is hosted by Jörg Tittle in London, Chantal Ryan in Adelaide, and produced by Paul Bennin in Los Angeles for Rapid Eye Movers. The theme song was composed by Oliver Krauss and Frally Hines. Follow us on Twitter @directionalshow and listen to past episodes at directional.show. See you next time.